Good afternoon. I am Clarice Larson, and you're listening to KTOO. Juneau residents affected by record-breaking glacier outburst flooding are in the process of cleaning up flood damage. Scores of volunteers are pitching in, and the state and the city and borough of Juneau are offering resources for cleanup. KTOO's Anna Canny has more.
There are dozens of black garbage bags and stacks of cardboard boxes in Charity Coleman's front yard on G Street, along with a bunch of household items she's pulled out to dry in the sun.
You know, my folks have been in this house for nearly 40 years, so you accumulate a lot of stuff.
She's trying to figure out what can be salvaged and what will be hauled away to the landfill.
So we've already cleared the front part of the yard once, and now all these bags again.
There are sodden floorboards that have been ripped out.
Insulation, wet insulation. We're still sump pumping under the house.
In flood-damaged neighborhoods, the line between garbage and pieces of home is blurry. Around the corner on Kilowich Drive, bed frames and children's toys are tossed together with sopping wet cardboard into an Alaska Department of Transportation dump truck. The state will be helping to haul away trash in the coming days. Crews from Central Council of Tlingit and Haida have been hauling debris too. And the city of Juneau is partnering with United Way to deploy additional volunteer cleanup crews. Their volunteer center at Melvin Park in the Mendenhall Valley opened up on Thursday. Salvation Army volunteer Cindy Pitts was there. She says people who wish to help can go there to be matched with a resident in need.
We'll meet them with a smile, a cold glass of water, and maybe a sandwich.
The Salvation Army is manning a food truck in Melvin Park, too, for volunteers and residents in nearby flooded neighborhoods. They plan to keep it running at least through the weekend. As of Thursday afternoon, nearly 100 volunteers had already signed up to help. One of them is Brenna Heinz. She lives in the Riverside condos, which were severely damaged by last year's flood. This year, the building made it through the flood unscathed. But Heinz and one of her neighbors showed up to help. She says they remember what it felt like to live through this disaster last year.
You have so many things to do, but your brain is mush, and you're really sad, and you're really scared, and it's like, okay, we know how that feels. Let's see if we can be here to support in any way we can.
For more information about cleanup and other flood response resources, visit juneau.org/manager/flood-response. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.
And plans to redevelop a historic neighborhood in the heart of downtown Juneau are moving forward. The city says the project could add more than 100 new units of badly needed housing. But how close is this project to actually breaking ground? KTOO reports. Tommy Jimmy Jr. and Joe Johnson sit in the bright afternoon sun on the steps leading up to the Telephone Hill neighborhood in downtown Juneau. The pair came to relax near the tall green trees and thimbleberry bushes.
I'm here every day.
Yeah.
And this has always been a part of my walk going through this neighborhood.
Yeah.
I do the flume. And oftentimes I'll meet him here and I'll come down this way from the flume.
Jimmy is Tlingit and grew up in Juneau. He didn't actually know that there were plans underway to redevelop the Telephone Hill area.
I think those houses are just as old as some of those that are down here in the village. I would think they would be renovating some of those houses up there rather than trying to get rid of them. They're historical monuments as far as I'm concerned.
The neighborhood sits on roughly 4 acres of land on a hill in the center of downtown Juneau. There are 7 houses and 1 5-unit apartment building there. Most residents there have been openly opposed to the city's redevelopment plan. But in February, after a handful of community meetings on the topic, the Juneau Assembly asked city staff to move forward with a plan that would demolish the neighborhood's historic homes and add more than 100 new housing units. But when will that actually happen? Well, at Monday's Assembly Committee meeting, City Manager Katie Kester said it all depends on the developer.
You know, I think the earliest we could do anything would be next summer, which I find that to be fairly unlikely. I also hope it doesn't take up to 3 years, which is the other end of the spectrum on that.
At the meeting, the Assembly approved a plan to seek interested developers who might want to take on the project. Once the city chooses one of them, that will determine how quickly the project moves along. All the people who live on Telephone Hill right now are renters, but some have lived there for decades. The land is owned by the city, which took it over from the state 2 years ago. Kester says the city is not actively maintaining the houses up there anymore, but will continue to let the renters live there for the time being. But if any health or safety issues arise in the buildings, they may need to vacate the residents.
We are encouraging people to move out and find alternative housing as soon as possible.
Affordability is also a key point for the Assembly in its decisions about how the project should move forward. For years, the Assembly has been trying to find different avenues to tuck affordability requirements or incentives into development projects amid Juneau's housing crisis. On Monday, the Assembly approved a goal for the Telephone Hill project to have 20% of its units be below market rent. But Kester warned that requiring developers to sell some of their units below market will likely come at a cost to the city.
Tax abatement, site development, land transfer, we don't really know what strategies might be needed. But, you know, if the Assembly wants something and wants to mandate something as part of the development, we can expect to have to pay for a part of that one way or another.
Mayor Beth Weldon made the motion to add the affordability aspect to the redevelopment plan, but she worries that some developers would be discouraged by it.
Part of me wants to let free market reign on this particular piece of property. It's a prime piece of property. This is my struggle.
Kester says the city will put out the request for interested developers in the coming months. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson. And you're listening to Tongass Voices, perspectives from the homelands of the Aucoin and beyond. Quinn Christopherson is an Alaska musician who gained nationwide recognition by winning NPR's Tiny Desk Contest in 2019. He just returned from a tour with Portugal the Man and performed at Juneau's Climate Fair on a rainy day to a small group there.
I'm Quinn Christopherson. I'm a musician born, raised, and based in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm Otna and Inupiaq, and I am excited to play Juneau. Oh my gosh, nothing is too small for me in Alaska. This is like everything I want to play. You know, I'm Alaskan forever, and yeah, I just came back from a huge tour, like playing like places like Red Rocks and like, you know, really special places, but there's never anything better than coming back to my home state and playing like a tiny event. Like, to me, that's so much more important and impactful than going out and playing, I don't know, like, it's crazy to say for thousands of people, but like, it's way more intimate. And I think any artist will tell you, big or small, like, will tell you that it's harder to play for 10 people than it is to play for like 5,000, because it is so much more vulnerable. I started playing music, you know, when I got a guitar, I guess, when I was 21, which is kind of late, but I always feel like I started writing my stories in middle school, like with poems and just kind of getting my feelings out, and the guitar was just like gateway to turn those into songs.
A bar in the town won't remember mine. Rhubarb pot to remind me of home. You'll never make it on your own.
I think there's like a fine line between poetry and song, and I feel like some of my songs are poems, but just barely a song. I just feel like whatever way I can tell the story, that's what I'm gonna do. Whether it's like just saying it or speaking it or, you know, singing it, I don't know. It still feels like a poem sometimes.
That was Alaska musician Quinn Christopherson for this week's Tongass Voices. And in Juneau today, it is sunny with a high of 73 degrees, but enjoy it while you can because there is a 60% chance of rain starting mainly after 4 p.m. tomorrow. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson, and you're listening to KTOO.